preaching for your response yet. Listen, one of the reasons we're so barren is we're scared to death of one another. One fig tree stands alone. There's no cross-pollination. There's still doesn't change the fact that there's beautiful foliage, but there's no fruit. It still doesn't change the fact that Jesus cursed the tree because it had no fruit. I'm not doing this to condemn, but I'm going to show you something. You young people that are standing, I want you just to squat or kneel down. If you're near a seat, I want you to sit down. And I want you to respond by standing to my questions. Young people, if you believe prayer is essential to apostolic revival, I want you to stand all over the house. Sit down. Young people, if you believe praise and worship is imperative in order to be apostolic, I want you to stand. Sit down. Young people, if you believe in apostolic authority and you believe in the office of a pastor and you believe you can't be saved without a pastor, I want you to stand. Okay. Oh. If you believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, I want you to wave your hands. Okay, wait. If you believe this is the last day church, wave your hand. Okay, sit down. If you believe we're really close to the rapture, I want you to stand up. Sit down. How many young people right now are actively teaching a Bible study? I want you to stand. Don't clap, don't clap. Wait. How many, again, how many want revival? Wave your hand. If you want revival, wave your hand. Sit down. How many young people in this building understand what I'm fixing to say? And I'm not doing this to condemn. I prayed much about this before I used this example. I want young people to stand and say, I've won a soul and I've discipled them and they're in the church today. Would you stand? Are we really apostolic? Where's the fruit? Another one of the reasons that a fig tree won't produce is the over amount of hydrogen in the fertilizer. You can over fertilize a fig tree to the point that it looks green, but it won't bear fruit. And we've hyped so much stuff in Pentecost that we got orchards full of green trees and no offspring. The Bible has become a history book to us and not a textbook. We are called, we're the royal priesthood. And I read something, and I'm just about 10 minutes from done. I read about something about the priesthood. We are now the New Testament priesthood, the old priesthood around his garments. Brother Young, he had 9 bells and 9 pomegranates. Brother Wilson, they were alternated between a bell, a pomegranate, a bell, a pomegranate, a bell, and a pomegranate. There was a reason, Sister Wilson, there wasn't just 18 bells. Because if there was 18 bells, it wouldn't be anything but a bunch of noise. And I believe in our apostolic worship, but I'm going to tell you something. There ought to be worship, outreach, worship, Bible studies, worship, bus routes, worship. Because wait. Because if every other thing around the garment is not fruit, you better have more than just bells. I close with this. I had a lot more to preach, but I'm done. I was 10 weeks in revival with Pastor and Sister Johnny Godare. We see 254 people get the Holy Ghost in that meeting. One of the greatest meetings I've ever been in my life. Week 10 of that meeting, we'd had a great Sunday night service and the Godares, I had gone out to eat. There was an uneasiness in my stomach and I just knew something was going on. I didn't know if it was back at home. I didn't